You have asked me to tell some things I know personally about Mrs. E.G. White. She was one of the most truly humble persons I have ever known. She never accepted personal praise or popularity. She never claimed infallibility. November 28, 1889, so I am told, I was born in Battle Creek, Michigan, on Wood Street, close to the White home. Though Mrs. White was older, she and my mother were good friends. On one of her visits back to Michigan before she left for Australia, she met my mother. My grandfather, Elder Luther N. Lane, and our whole Lane, Williams, Coates family knew Mrs. E.G. White. While my father, Ira C. Williams, worked for Dr. J.H. Kellogg as a stonemason and plasterer in the building program at Battle Creek. My mother and her sister were students in Battle Creek College and became licensed missionaries, Bible workers. As a youth, I knew such ministers as Horton, Starr, Moore, Giles, Lane, Campbell, Canwright, Loughborough, Haskell, Wagoner, Farnsworth, Van Horn, Butler, Jones, St. John, and many others. Why, I grew up with those names, and they were familiar in the family. And Mrs. E.G. White did have visions and dreams about world conditions, the great time of trouble, and preparation for Christ's second advent, but she never did any fortune-telling or had visions about anything not connected with soul-saving, Christian living, and God's plan of salvation. Because there are so many false prophets and fortune-tellers, Sister White avoided being called a prophet. She was more than a prophet. She called herself God's messenger. She was given special messages for God's people today, much as John the Baptist prepared the way for Christ's first advent. Enemies of our church have said that we take Sister White's writing as another Bible. That is not true. A number of times I saw and heard her place her Bible in the center of the pulpit and say, "This is the great light." Then she would place some of her books around the Bible and would say, "These are lesser lights, directing you to the study of God's Word." I'd like to tell you about the first intimate contact I remember of having with Mrs. E.G. White. I distinctly remember that. I accompanied my mother to the Michigan camp meeting. I had learned to read by that time and clearly understood our Bible doctrines. It was about 1898 or 1899, a year before my sister was born. That year, instead of having the early 5 o'clock devotional meeting for everyone in the big tent, the people in two or three tents close together had Bible study and prayer throughout the camp. Elder L. N. Lane, my grandfather, did not meet with us in our family tent because he had charge of the call porter tent. Our tent was occupied by my grandma Lane, her two daughters, and myself. Diagonally across the alley was the Haskell tent, occupied by Elder and Mrs. S. N. Haskell and Mrs. E. G. White. We seven people met together each early morning for Bible study and prayer. I shall always remember one morning. The tent was so crowded that I sat on a box in front of Sister White, so close that now and then our knees would touch. Why, she just seemed like a dear old grandma to me. Sister Haskell gave the Bible study that morning about Melchizedek, the Melchizedek priesthood, and the Holy Spirit. When she finished, Sister White commended her, but went on and told us very much more. My mother, her sister Jenny, and Sister Haskell each wrote down what Sister White said. my mother had given me her, my mother gave me later her copy of early writings, in which on a blank leaf she had copied what Sister White told us. In 1913, my wife and I visited Elder and Sister Haskell in South Lancaster, Massachusetts. In reminiscing, we recalled that early morning meeting of years before. The Haskells took us down to their office and printing shop, the Bible Training School. From a safe, Sister Haskell withdrew her copy of what Sister White had said. It was identical with my mother's copy,